I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I'm starting to, I got a little forehead sweat going.
Hi, I'm Helen Holliman, editor-in-chief of Munchies, and welcome back to Munchies, the podcast. If you're just tuning in, we've been settling into summer mode. So far, we've learned the secrets of the perfect hamburger with the gang from Shake Shack, and we've also predicted your summer food horoscope with Broadly's resident astrologer. Summer temperatures are so hot at the moment that it can often feel like torture. So on today's episode, we're exploring the phenomenon known as Schadenfreude. In layman's terms, pleasure derived from the misfortune of others. We're going to experience it in delicious ways. That's where Sean Evans, host of the hit YouTube show Hot Ones, comes in. And if you've never seen it, the premise is fairly simple. In a Charlie Rose-style setting, Sean interviews celebrities with rapid-fire questions while they eat chicken wings doused in hot sauce. The hook is that each wing gets progressively hotter and hotter. And the final sauce, Blair's Megadeth with liquid rage, has made some guests throw up, pace around the block, take off their clothes, and in one very tragic instance, even poop themselves. So yeah, Sean is basically getting paid to put celebrities through hell. So we're flipping the script, and we're sitting down with Sean in the Munchies Test Kitchen to discuss hot sauce culture, hot pepper addiction, and even test out our own heat tolerance. And there's one surprise. Over the course of this interview, we're serving Sean a 5-course meal with dishes from our brand new cookbook. By the way, no one outside of the Munchies staff has actually tried these recipes yet.
I'm Sean Evans, and I'm the hot wing guy, the guy from Hot Ones, First We Feast.
How bad is it that you're the wing guy these days?
You know, that. Yeah, now I'm like, I've been typecast as the hot wing guy. And then as a byproduct of that, you know, like I'm at this podcast with Vice and then I'm just looking at the table and I'm seeing wings.
You're welcome.
Everywhere I go, wings.
Yeah.
I appreciate it though.
So does it happen that like people constantly send you wings when you're like out in the wild just being like, hey?
Yeah, I think it's like a comedian that drinks and like drinking is their thing. Like whenever they go out, everyone wants to buy them shots and that probably sounds like it's an awesome thing, but eventually you're like, oh, I don't know if I can like keep partying like this, you know, like to keep it up. I'm gonna give it a shot though. You know, like I don't know if I can die from overdosing on wings, but
it's possible.
I'll go to that mountain and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, let's start today.
Nice, you know? Nice. We starting right now?
Yeah, so rather than just being that obvious, we figured we would start with a menu that is actually from our own cookbook.
Okay, cool. I like this.
So Barry Frisch here, our kitchen manager, and our amazing externs have created all these dishes. So this is our first course. Barry, what are we eating?
So you are having a 1-pot sticky chicken wing. The recipe is from Andrew Zimmern. And it's probably not very spicy.
I like that. And I would say this, compliments to the chef. This looks delicious and it's well plated. I'll say it again.
Wait, so what kind of chili pepper did you add here, buddy?
This is spiced with just a little bit of chili dollar ball. The only spice in it.
Cool. Also, we should preface that, like, by the way, none of these recipes actually are that spicy in our cookbook. We wanted to ruin your day.
I like that. So. That's it. But here's what I'd say on this first wing. This is just like a damn good wing.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious.
It's good. It's a really good wing.
So these are like, they're sticky wings. I feel like they're really good with beer. We're drinking Vice beer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like they're spicy.
They're not at all spicy, but they are good, and I like this. I like this change of pace.
Wait, so, you know, I'm the kind of person, I actually have a spice problem, so I actually eat spicy food constantly.
Really?
So I put jalapenos on everything. I have 10 kinds of hot sauce at home. It takes a lot for me to feel like something spicy. For you at home, like, do you frequently eat spice? Or are you the kind of person that tries to build up resistance? Or what's the deal?
So I think that I was probably more into it than when it became sort of a weekly part of my whole life. Because now you think sort of in, like, a longevity situation, you know, where it's like, you know, how many times can I go through this, like, over and over again? Like, how many bullets do I have? You know, so, like, I think on some level it has affected my diet. Like, I try to keep it relatively low acid. Like, I'm off milk. Like, anything that can, like, kind of upset your stomach, I've kind of sworn off. I'm trying, like, different things just to kind of, like, keep my life going. Because, you know, when you do this show, it knocks you off the rhythm of your life in a way. Like, you can't go to the gym when maybe you wanted to go to the gym, or you can't, you know, you have to cancel the dinner plans that you might have had afterwards. So outside of the show, I've chilled out a little bit. But then at the same time, I think that I've met so many chefs and, like, done so many things and now appreciate spiciness on a culinary level in a different way. So, like, in weird different ways, I've probably, like, explored it a little bit further. But just in sort of the everyday consistency, I've definitely turned down the spiciness a little bit.
I think about a lot of chefs, like Heston Blumenthal, for example. Like, he talks a lot about how he eats cereal when he's not in his lab or at the restaurant, just to kind of keep it simple. Bourdain, same kind of guy, like, tries to keep it neutral. Like, what are you doing when you're not filming to regulate?
You know, I hadn't heard that before, but, like, that really actually, like, I'm like, whoa, I'm, like, the exact same way. We're like, yeah, you just try to keep it, like, as basic and straight as possible because, like, you just don't want, like, the grease and, like, the oils and, like, all these things in you already when you go out and you do all these, like, food things sort of gratuitously. You want to kind of keep it, like, chill or whatever. So, like, I'm almost the exact same way. You know, like, I have, like, a pretty obnoxious weed habit, so, like, I do, like, slide off the rails and, like, order, like, a pizza or, like, fried food, like, get the Seamless app going every once in a while. But other than that, like, on a sober level, that very much resonates with me. Like, I do keep it, like, as straightforward as possible and eat more cereal now than I ever have in my life.
So, to keep this going, hey Barry, what is our next course here? It looks
for our next course we have more wings. They are from our friends over at Han Dynasty, and they are just simply spicy chicken wings. The spice is chili paste, Asian chilies, and a little bit of ginger. Right. Enjoy.
I'll take a bite. Delicious and amazing. We're up a notch, but not crazy.
Yeah.
This creeps in the throat a little bit. This is nice.
Yeah, I mean, so far, I'm being cocky here, but I don't think these are hot.
That's what always happens, though. That's what always happens. You get lulled into a false sense of security, and then spiciness, it always has a way of humbling you, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people, you read about hot chili peppers as an addiction. Humans are the only species that actually enjoys this sort of pleasure and pain, if you will.
You know, it's funny that you make that comparison, because, like, I've gotten oftentimes, like, almost on every shoot now, I get, like, a straight up high, like, almost a drug like high, like doing a line of cocaine or something. You know, you're more alert, you know, like, you're sweating obviously, but it's like your eyes are bigger, like, you just feel a little bit more alive. And you know, I find that it's probably like the symphony of the hot sauces or something, like the way that they're all sort of working together once you're like 8 or 9 wings into a TV shoot, and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, it's like a little bit euphoric. Like, you're obviously in pain in your mouth and in your throat and whatever, you're sweating, your eyes are sweating too, but, like, there's just something about it that is just, like, amazing, like, just like a drug high that you kind of chase. And I remember the ones that have been, like, better than the others. Like, it really is kind of like drugs. So that's what I would say. Maybe you're afraid of spice because you're afraid of pain, but then maybe on the other side, like, you're into drugs, and then for that reason you should do a cannonball into the deep end and see how far you can push it, you know?
Yeah, people like to watch other people experience pain.
Very relatable.
The CIA is probably watching your videos for training purposes. But what, as the host, has surprised you
the most about what happens on these episodes?
So I think that we always knew that it would be a spectacle. Like, that was something that we always knew. And that was kind of as far out as we'd ever thought it. You know, like, this would be so funny to have celebrities come in here and have to earn their plug by eating scorching hot chicken wings, which, of course, is the only reason they'd ever even show up in the first place. You know, like, we just knew that that was funny, and we knew we'd have people spitting in buckets and, like, screaming and, like, being in pain, and we always knew that that would happen. You're in sort of this pain where it becomes less about the guardrails that you have on your interview. It becomes less about your public image and more about just sheer survival.
Poor Bobby Lee.
Poor Bobby Lee. He was like yelling at like at our crew, like having like a complete total mental breakdown. And then for I think maybe the third or fourth time in his comedy career, pooped on a TV show.
I was going to say, how does that make you feel as a host that you made somebody poop?
To me, it is, it's a badge of honor. It is a trophy in the case. It is a jersey that we hang in the rafters. Like, that is a legendary moment. Bobby Lee pooped on Wing 10.
But then what? Like, what happened?
Then what goes after that? Like, what do we need somebody to do after that?
No, but like, what happened when the cameras turned off?
Oh, well, Hot Ones is always very funny in that, like, you know, we like, whatever, if it's like, you know, like there's like a little chat and then it's like very sort of like, because after Hot Ones, like nobody really wants to like hang out. You know what I mean? They kind of want to go to their hotel and like crank the air conditioning and like get out of there. So it is very much like, hey, like da-da-da, like really nice working with you, like blah, 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 cool. Like I'll see you next time. All right, bye, Sean. Like da-da-da and like peace out. So Bobby Lee like shows up to the studio in LA, shoots the episode, has like a complete breakdown, leaves sweating, hair a mess, totally a mess, back sweat, walks out of that studio. And this is what I think about all the time too, because it's very much like this where you have like outside of these places just people working. So they just see these like celebs and their teams like walk out drenching sweat, like swearing, walking out of the building to their cars and then leaving. And I don't know, like maybe Bobby, I don't know, did Bobby Lee make it? I don't even know, you know what I mean? But I remember just casually leaving him and just sort of a sweaty mess in the studio.
And LA has bad traffic. And yeah, like sitting in your car for 2 hours.
92 degrees outside.
Your pants.
Hot Ones is just, it's a show you can't ever escape.
With that, should we eat some more?
Yes, let's eat some more.
I'm really selling you on eating right now. Barry, what is this?
Our next dish is not a wing. These are Chinese drunken noodles from Jeremiah Stone and Fabian Von Husk from Contra. They are spiced in the recipe with just some Arbol chilies, but we didn't think that was hot enough, so we added in a few bird's eyes. Fresh bird's eye chili.
I'm diving right in on this.
All right, let's take a bite of this, and I want you to be honest.
I'd like to say this. The food is delicious. Like, every course has been legitimately good. For an like, we're in an office. I know that there's a test kitchen. I know that there are people here that are accomplished and
this
know what they're doing.
An office. This is the legendary Munchies test kitchen.
This is the Munchies test kitchen. Every dish that has come out of here has been amazing.
Not hot.
Mm-mm. It's not that hot, but we are. It is going in sequence.
Do you think I'm being cocky?
I think that you're getting. Yeah, I think that you should.
What should I do?
I think that you should enjoy the ride, you know what I mean, and not just try to get to the finish line, you know what I mean. You should just let it sink in, just enjoy these sorts of free throws before it gets real.
Do you think that eating spicy food creates a competitive nature in people?
You know, like, I don't care who you are, where you grew up, like, I think that everybody in their life ends up in some sort of, you gotta try this, just do this, do. I'll do a spoonful for $100. You know, like, I think it's like, sauce looks so harmless. You know, like, a couple drops of a sauce, you're like, I'm a fully grown adult. Like, there's no way that this is gonna knock me to my knees. You know what I mean? So I think that that makes everybody, like, always ready for the dare and always ready to take on that challenge. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're ready for it. Especially when we have athletes in there, like Anthony Rizzo, like Travis Kelce, even like Kevin Love, they go into this sort of weight room mentality with it, where they're kind of like, they're done with the interview, they're like, whatever, forget this, like da-da-da, and they kind of go like, three more. You know, and it's like, just like they do in the weight room when they have like reps to go or like whatever. They have to like push themselves past that limit and then like break it down, like just one more minute, just 30 more seconds. You know, like they do that. And I see that all the time with the athletes. It's crazy.
you know, a lot of people say, I mean, research shows like women have a higher threshold mm-hmm. for pain tolerance. Do you feel like there's any truth to that? I mean, I just watching Rachel Ray yeah. like slay with, she would take spoonfuls of hot sauce per each wing.
Right.
And you're just sitting there watching her and she's just like barely sweating.
And then I think that Padma, I mean, there are a couple like, you know, and it's been so disproportionately male, like our guest is just, for whatever reason, it's just been a tougher sell for us. But the women that we've had have all performed in like sort of a pain tolerance level on an average level, just dunking on the guys, like in a way that's crazy and noticeable. And like with Rachel and the chefs in general, like they're usually not too thrown off because they kind of know what to expect. It's no place that, you know, like it's not somewhere that they haven't been before. Padma cruised right through it. But then even like Carly Aquilino and Tinashe both like crushed it, and they don't have any sort of culinary background. So like that's when I started to be like, maybe we need to like, I don't know, put a little extra in the bowl for the women. Whereas like, you know, like some people might think like, oh, you want to like tone it down or whatever. Like I'm like, no, like I think it has to go the other direction, because in my experience sitting across from people, the women have on average not just noticeably perform better, but like in a way that's exponential and crazy.
Well, with that, I've heard that this next dish is actually pretty hot, right?
So your next dish is going to be an oxtail curry from the amazingly talented guys over at State Bird Provisions in California. It's not naturally spicy. It does have some curry powder in it. But we then added, a friend of mine owns a hot sauce company called Hot Fire. He grows his own peppers and he does only fermentation-based hot sauces. So we poured an entire bottle of his habanero hot sauce in there.
Nice.
Great. Let's get punched in the...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Face.
Yeah, because curry can get crazy too. Like yeah. if you get like on a real spicy curry situation, it can get pretty wild.
What's the craziest spicy curry you've ever had?
So I went and did Brick Lane has that like spicy curry like on the Lower East Side. They have like one of those sorts of like man versus food. Adam Richmond like went there and like took on the spicy curry challenge. And I think that they've actually made it spicier. Since then, I think they added Carolina Reaper to it when they didn't before. So I've had it with the Carolina Reaper, and it is nuts. It is crazy. It is like you need the bread, like you need everything to like get on top of that. Like I like, and this is me, the hot ones guy. I puked in a garbage can outside of the place afterwards, like waiting for my Uber. I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna make it home. Like cold sweats. It was like crazy. It was crazy.
Were you intentionally doing it, or was it for content?
It was for content. I would never. It was all for content. It was all for content. I would not have pushed myself like that, but yeah, it was all for content. The things I'll do for like 500,000 views is like crazy.
What do you think?
Depressing.
It is about yourself. Like, what does that say about you?
It says that I'm like hollow inside, and I need the validation of strangers. On a consistent and regular basis to fill something in me that's empty. That's what I think it says about me.
Are you an only child?
No, I have a brother. I don't even have an excuse for this.
All right, let's see how hot this is.
Okay, it is.
You look concerned.
You're a little more brazen around the spicy foods. You're a little more guns out. You're a little more.
I'm like, let's burn this place down.
Yeah,
today.
Exactly. You're more aggressive. Me, yeah. I tiptoe around it. I'm like, thanks for having me over. You know what I mean? I don't throw my feet up on the coffee table or anything. I'm just like.
Well, yeah, but I'm probably the person that is in the fetal position at the end of this episode. So I imagine that you guys probably get a lot of hot sauce companies and
yep.
hot sauce super fans, if you will, who send you things. What is the craziest hot sauce that you've gotten, whether it's like the branding of it, yeah, or the name, or even just like the actual taste?
We have so many. Like, on my, it is crazy. Like, a box of something comes, I feel like, every day. Our last sauce on the show is this, like, Blair's Mega Death Sauce with Liquid Rage. And then he has this sort of like expensive, like 3 a.m. reserve edition that like comes in a case. And like that was sent to me, like signed by Blair, which is, you know, very, very important moment in hot sauce history, I felt like. It's like, that was incredible. I'm trying to think. It's so crazy. You know, like, and the marketing on all of them is so crazy. And then even like with, I mean, the only thing I can compare it to is like beer, where sometimes there's like a lot of artistry in the labels and stuff. So I'll just get these like random hot sauces from Australia and I'll be like, I've never heard of this before, but this is like a beautiful label.
All right, take me back to the first time that you ever ate a Carolina Reaper.
Yes.
Right after you put it in your mouth.
So that was crazy because originally, the editor-in-chief at First We Feast, Chris Schoenberger, was like, I don't want you to eat the Carolina Reaper. Like, it's there for a prop. We'll talk about it. But just on a safety level, I don't think that you should eat it. You know, he's like, you know, like, we can push it here a little bit. But just, like, people get really sick. People, like, really hurt themselves. And, you know, like, we haven't had you, like, checked out by a doctor beforehand. We haven't, like, checked your vitals. Like, you might, like, turn some sort of switch. And then that's the last anyone's ever heard of Sean, you know? So that was in my head before. I never even planned on eating it. But I was there with Chili Klaus, again, for content. And we flipped a coin on whether we were going to eat that or like a ghost chili or something. I can't really remember. And it came up that we were going to eat not the Carolina Reaper, the other one. And then he was like, oh, that's such a pity. Like, I'd like to eat the Carolina Reaper.
So Chili Klaus is a very eccentric and interesting person. Can
Definitely.
You explain who he is?
Chili Klaus does sort of a high concept version of our show in Denmark. So like where we do a celebrity interview show, Chili Klaus will like be the conductor of an orchestra and he'll be like, you know, he'll raise his hands like to everybody raise up their instruments, but instead they'll raise up their peppers, they'll eat their peppers, he'll hold his hands up again and then they'll pick up their instruments and then they'll try to like play a song while everyone's like dying on a ghost chili. So very spur of the moment thing. So it's just cut the stem and then pop it. And then immediately you start chewing it. And it's not like a hotness or like spiciness that you've ever experienced before. It almost just tastes like a sweet fruit at first. And that's when you know it's really, really scary. You know what I mean? Because you know that it's all gonna hit different. You know, like you know that at some point this is just a storm cloud that's brewing, and eventually this thing is going to open up, and it's going to be a downpour, lightning, thunder shaking the walls situation. So I start chewing it, and then you swallow, and then it does sort of like in waves come and start to hit you, and you have like the cold sweats, you're hiccuping, you kind of can't breathe, you're disoriented, you lose yourself, you're in so much pain. You know, like, I don't ever remember a pain like that ever before. Like, I don't, you know, it's not like breaking a bone or like burning yourself or cutting yourself. Like, it's like just like a full body sort of twisting situation. Like snake, you know, like you're like an anaconda, just like your whole body twists up. And then two, you're like on camera with like a crew, you know, like of like people looking at you like with concern. I have Chili Klaus who's crying and hiccuping because we had a version of the Carolina Reaper, which was the hottest version. Like that pepper's all over the place. And so he'd had versions of the Carolina Reaper before, but never like from Smoking Ed's like world record farm. So even he was taken by surprise, which I was like, uh-oh, like we've gone like way past the stop sign. And then I remember afterwards, you know, like walking out of there like, whoa, I had the cab drop me off at a Walgreens. I remember I just got a gallon of milk and I was just, I'd go home, I was sitting on the couch in basketball shorts, I'd drink like a sip of the milk and it would temporarily like calm things down and then the milk would get like warm in my mouth, I'd swallow the milk and then it would go, boom, right back to 10 out of 10 in pain. So I just would like repeat that process over and over again. Such a miserable experience, I swore I'd never do it again. And then like 8 months later, Chili Klaus was in town, we did it again.
Yeah, you're a crazy person for that. But
it was so crazy.
So you never really talk about the physicality of what happens.
Yeah.
Like, what actually happened that night? Were you throwing up or just both ways?
Both. Or? I mean, on a Carolina Reaper, it is both. Like, you're in the... It's like... I've had food poisoning one time in my life that was, like, really, like, uh-oh. Like, you're out for a couple of days and, like, you ate, like, some bad strawberries and, like, you're out. You know, like, and, like, sort of, I'm going to have to quit my job and just sort of fight this sickness for the rest of my life. Never been weaker, more dehydrated, sort of, like, death's doorstep sort of situation. And I had that one time in my life when I was, like, 23 or something, 24. And I never experienced anything like that until eating the Carolina Reaper, which is, you know, it's not as, you know, like, it wasn't like it was like a 3 or 4 day ordeal, but it is 9 hours of, like, giving yourself food poisoning.
All right, so we have, I think, one more dish for you.
Nice.
So far, we haven't made you sweat. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it today. Barry, what is this?
Either. So this is a lamb taco from Gorilla Tacos in LA. The lamb has a little bit of spice in it from piquin peppers, and the salsa is just straight habanero.
Did you know that birds don't experience pain with chilies?
Really?
Yeah, that's why, like, a lot of, you know, because they transfer all the seeds, so they can eat like a Carolina Reaper or whatever, and they're totally fine.
Respect.
Yeah, so you should have some on your show. Like a talking parrot. I feel like, I don't know if there is a celebrity one, but I should look into that. All right, let's try this. Oh. It's a little hot.
And I took a really big bite to jump in. Mm-hmm. But here's what I would say. Now, very well sequenced, everybody. Very well balanced, all of the dishes. Like, I can't say enough about the quality of the food out of the Vice test kitchen. Like, I don't know where my expectations were, but they were not high enough. On just a food level, amazing. Amazing. 5 Yelp stars. Would highly recommend. We'll be back.
Do I see a little sweat on your face?
This is a hot taco.
Are you done with this one? Because I'm still going.
Okay. Do hot sauces get competitive? I respect it. Look at you.
This is delicious. Let's pretend that aliens have showed up on Earth.
Okay.
The first thing that they find is YouTube.
Mm.
And they find an episode of Hot Ones. What do you think this show says about human?
Wow, that is a great question. Let me think about that. Let me take a sip of rosé and think about that for a second. What does Hot Ones say? That's such a brilliant question. Like, because it's so bizarre, right? It says so many things about celebrity, and it says so many things about the human experience, and it says so many things about, like, new media and audiences and all of those things, because what it ultimately does is it takes a person down to the most human primitive form, which is just basically survival and pain. And there's something very relatable about seeing somebody challenged by fighting through battling hot sauce, because it's something that we've all experienced. So you know that pain just by seeing them. You don't need to eat wings along with the show to understand what that person is going through. And then to see them as sort of this, like, unattainable, like, large figure, now down on that level, on this sort of, like, Charlie Rose freak show YouTube show, like, makes that person more relatable. You know, like, gives, like, sort of a boost to their fame and probably introduces them to an audience that otherwise wouldn't care, because it's like somebody, like, it's everybody sharing the same experience. Everyone's on the same level when you're watching that show, when you're, like, gawking at it or whatever. I do think that there's, like, a voyeuristic quality to it, and you could probably, like, cut up our audience and find, like, all the different motivations in it. But I think that that's, like, the overall one. Like, I think that that's, like, the proudest thing that we can say about Hot Ones, is that it brings so many different kinds of people to the table and then just takes them down to, like, all the same level, whether you're on the show, you're in the show, you're working on the show, or you're watching the show.
So meta.
Lands dismount.
So after putting countless people through torture on camera. Do you think Satan has a place for you in hell?
Listen, I have a lot to pay for on this one. The only thing I would say, like, my only, like, the thing that would save me, like, the thing that I think would redeem me is I'd be like, listen, everybody does this show one time and they get all these pats on the back and these, like, hero things and everyone's like, oh, Sean, you're an asshole for putting me through that. You're an asshole for putting me through that. I've done it 86 times and I don't see an end in sight. You know what I mean? Like, we're about to go through, like, season four. So, like, whatever. This is the cross that I bear. Like, I'm the one doing the very noble thing right here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really the hero, and we should celebrate Sean. We should celebrate how, like, Sean makes it through, like, time and time again. And it's a sacrifice that like, you know, our guest makes when they come in, but it's a sacrifice that I'm just always making, you know? Right?
Well, what dish would he make for you in hell?
He would make, he would probably, like a death sauce, quesadilla with a Carolina Reaper shot with a ghost pepper chaser floater. And then just put that all in a blender, and I would just take it down like a pre-workout.
Every day.
Every day. For the rest of my life.
That doesn't sound like
yeah,
bad.
Just a, yeah.
It's a good weight loss plan.
Right. Yeah. We're on to something.
Well, Sean Evans, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for feeding me. It was so much fun.
Thanks so much to Sean Evans, Jackson Connor, and the entire team at Hot Ones and First We Feast. Thank you so much to Munchie's test kitchen manager, Barry Frisch, and our amazing kitchen externs, Wids Augustin and Andrew Richman, for killing us with deliciously spicy food. And as always, thanks so much to my podcast producer, Phil Dumhofsky. And if you haven't watched Hot Ones, you can find it on YouTube. And hey, here's my cash for gold moment. We're putting out our very first cookbook. It's called Munchies, Late Night Meals from the World's Best Chefs. It drops October 24th, and the best part is, you can pre-order it now. Next time on Munchies the Podcast, it's Ina Garten.
And at the end of the weekend, I just said to Jeffrey, this is the stupidest thing I've ever done. This is going to be the worst summer of my life, and I'll never learn this business. And he said to me, which was really smart, he said, if you learn the business in a week, you'll be bored in 2 weeks. And he was right.
You can get all of our delicious Munchies content over at munchies.tv. Hit us up at Munchies on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook too. And if you like the show, show us some love and rate it on iTunes, because it actually does help us out.
I got a little forehead sweat going. A little rosé buzz. This is so nice.
Any final thoughts?
This place is beautiful. I want to send my compliments to the kitchen, because the food was spicy there towards the end. This taco is pretty hot. But before that, you know, maybe it wasn't going to, you know, blow me out of my shoes with the heat. But every course was delicious. Delicious. Cannot say enough about the food here.
Thanks, guys.
That was fun.
I'm going to go find a Tums.
That was fun.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.